Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
JJ Spahn over the weekend had a phenomenal... Well, he did his best at the U.S. Open. Everybody was struggling with the weather, and he finished... He was the only golfer to finish under par. He actually beat Rob McIntyre by 2. And he was pretty shocked about all of this, and he knew that the weather... And that delay was pretty much what got him there.
I don't think I did keep my composure, honestly, with all the breaks I was getting. I was trying to just dig deep, hit some good shots coming in. But honestly, the weather delay we had was very kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day.
Do you feel like if there had been a weather delay with you out on the green that it would have helped your game or hurt your game? Because I feel like I would get more frustrated by sitting around waiting.
There's nothing that can help my game right now, as evidenced by my appearance at the indoor golf place yesterday. Nothing that can help my game. Definitely not a weather delay. But kudos to him, man. It was a really cool event watching him kind of take hold all weekend. The shot, I mean, obviously the putt on 18 is a big deal, but the approach shot on 17, I thought, Bo, was probably more the story for me. Gets it to where he can have a tap-in birdie, and that pulled him ahead, and then obviously putting it away there on 18.
If I had a weather delay right now, I would probably not make it back on the course.
Yeah.
Especially like an hour and a half, I'd probably be a couple of transfusions in and be like, oh, let's just sit here and – watch the race or whatever. Why do we need to go back and finish this round of golf? He played well all weekend, but Saturday he was faltering a little bit. Sunday the round started brutally. That's the only thing that saved him was that weather delay, because he hits that flag stick on 1 and it's a back pin, it looks like, and the ball rolls all the way back into the fairway. And it was bad. There were some treacherous things. There was water standing in the fairway after that rain delay. The greens were rough. Obviously, Victor Hovland showed him the way on that putt on 18. But I love the fact that McIntyre and Hatton and all those guys were so happy for Spahn. Only his second career win on the tour, if you want to count this as a PGA Tour win, but his first major. And I ran a fun fact about him. Dude plays the guitar. And he can play Stairway to Heaven pretty well. So he's a very talented guy. He's a dad. He went on Father's Day. His day started by him having to go to a CVS at 3 a.m. in the morning to get some medicine for his little girl who had gotten – he's got two daughters who had gotten a stomach bug or whatever. So, it's kind of a cool story. You get to see an American win the U.S. Open, which is – I know that – When you go over there and play the British Open, they think it's real pride, and it used to be a real big deal that the British wanted to come over here and win the U.S. Open. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie The Greatest Game Ever Played. No, Mike hasn't because he hasn't seen any movies. But,
don't even have to ask me.
It's about Francis Amoir, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who was an amateur who won the U.S. Open when it was at. The country club was in Brookline, Massachusetts, and it was a big deal that the British golfers came over here and won. And so it's kind of cool when you see so I always think about that and think about Americans winning it. But it's really a cool story for J.J. Spahn. And look, Scheffler was trying to make a run. Adam Scott was up there. There were some names up there, but it was just we at one point thought, you know what, two over might win this tournament. Two over might win. And it just so happened that he got to he got under par with that putt. So,
yeah,
I thought it was a fun tournament to watch.
It definitely was, and the weather obviously made that challenging, and he obviously – I just thought, you know, to start the round, when he gets the three bogeys to start his round, I was like, okay, that's done. And then he fights his way back. I think it was the 12th, which is a par 5, gets a birdie on that. It's a birdie on 14, you know, claws his way back into it and obviously makes a run there at the end. So it was exciting to watch. I don't know, man. I'm happy for him, but I'm looking at the weather and everything and still seeing highlights, and it's like, golly, I don't know how he pulled that off. So
I am curious about this 3 a.m. run to get the, yeah, the
seriously.
Medicine.
Seriously.
Because, okay, let's just say it was one of you two. Would Amy or Lindsay just be like, hey, I'm going to go. You kind of have a big morning.
That was my original thought. I was okay. Like, you're leading the U.S. Open.
I mean, I'm no judgment.
Yeah,
no
right.
judgment. Or, I'm just saying.
But can I say something? What would you rather do? Get in the
Stick
car,
with, stay with the sick kid,
and drive around, or mm-hmm. or have a kid Good crying, point. Pooping, puking. Like,
I wasn't thinking about the mom. Like in that moment, to Allie's question to slash point, I was like, is there not like an Uber Eats driver?
DoorDash,
you know what I mean?
Like,
I just want to know where's the au pair at? I mean, he's a professional golfer,
yeah,
isn't
sure.
it? Like, now, and I'm kidding,
yeah,
but the reality, I would have done the same thing. I'd been like, no, I'll go get it. You stay, because that would have been easier and more relaxing. And something that, to me, been a better situation than having to stay with a kid sick.
Yep, got a lot of things to talk about. Before I do, I'm going to remind you that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, if I wanted to hit all 13 of those Buffalo's Atlanta locations, I would probably, you know, pack the kids in the car and just drive around, mm-hmm. right? We could hit all those. My parents have a C-Class RV. So follow me here. Where my parents essentially, they parked it in their driveway. They're both relatively recently retired, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna travel." They've had this thing for 10 plus years. Well, it got some water damage inside. Mm-hmm. So at one point, both of them went in there and, "Oh, hey, let's peel back this board and this cabinet." And then before they knew it, they were dealing with a pretty much empty C-Class RV. Like, it has a slide out on one side, small. That has like a couch that folds into a queen sleeper mm-hmm. and a queen bed in the back. And I was talking to my dad about it. I'm like, hey, what are y'all going to do with that thing? He's like, oh, man, we don't have the energy to fix it up. We were going to fix it up. We don't even have the energy. We're just going to sell it, you know, as is and see if we can get any money out of it at all. Otherwise, you know, it's just going to sit there and rot. So get home and start talking to my wife. I'm like, hey, how up for a project are you, you know, that would take, I don't know, approximately 6 months? She's like, well, how damaged is it? I'm like, okay, it's empty on the inside. Just mm-hmm. go ahead and wrap your mind around that. The slide out, which you know, anybody that has an RV are familiar with, you hit the button, the thing slides out. The slide out is broke. Now, I'm assuming the slide out to be fixed, we're probably in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. I don't even know who you call to get that done. Maybe our friends at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Echo Park Motor Speedway can get that hooked up and you know, introduce us to an RV company, but we'd have to get it fixed up. But it's just funny because we started talking about it. We're like, man, wouldn't it be nice? You know what I mean? We put our own interior in this thing. Mm-hmm. And on a Saturday like this weekend, just throw the kids in there and say, hey, we're going to head up about an hour north and go to this state park, that state park, visit this waterfall, do all these different things that you want to do when you have with kids that they don't maybe don't love the car as much. And so we are thinking about trying to redo an RV. Now, I figure myself to be pretty handy, guys. But this might be one step too far for me. I have no history with an RV.
I don't know. You could deck it out and make it like a fur bus, like a fur.
whoa. But you could make it into like a tiny home. And I feel like that would be the best thing if we ever wanted to resell it.
Well,
the engine's in good shape and everything's in good shape other than the slide out, which like I said, I'm assuming that's gonna cost a couple thousand. I don't even know where to take that. So
I mean, there are multiple RV repair and remodeling companies in the Atlanta area.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sure, but are they going to give me a fair price is the next question. And I don't need to be remodeled. That would be something I'd do myself. I wouldn't sink a bunch of money into a company remodeling it, but just to get the slide-out fixed to where we could actually have some living space while we were using it.
How many DIY projects do you have going on right now, Mike?
Three right now. Currently, I have three.
So yes. Then it would be four.
It would be four. Well, yeah, this one. But this is a long-term deal. You know what I mean? I would assume that I wouldn't want to use it until the spring. But there's too much on the bone where I'm like, I could make this really cool and our family would just love it. You know
is
what I mean?
Is there a reboot of life. Pimp My Ride coming out that you could?
Yeah. You know, let's be honest, most RV fashion on the inside is hideous. It just, they use things that are just like, why would they put that in there? And it's got to all be lightweight and everything, but it could be a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys, how RV friendly you consider yourselves, but I think that we would be the family that would be on the go a lot.
I think your kids would really, really enjoy it. And especially as much as you and Lindsay like to get out of the house and go explore. I mean, you guys went to, Fort Yargo?
We were going to. It ended up raining.
Oh, okay.
Shocker.
Okay.
So we were like, we're not going to throw the kids in the car for an hour. But, yeah. But that would be a place we would take it for sure.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to Andy the other day at the Father's Day thing. And he was like, yeah, we've been there. It's awesome. You should definitely. They stayed in a yurt out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It does bring up another conversation that we've also had a million times. I've told you guys that my parents pack away the stuff that I had as a child. I have every Little League baseball uniform that I ever wore and that my mom dropped off in a box. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? She's like, I don't know, but it ain't mine anymore.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Saved
it for you.
I'm like, you've been saving this for 30 years. I guess that I have to do something with it. I can't just throw it away. You know, when I was the 9-year-old Albertsons Yankees.
Parents do that?
I don't know.
Why do they say they'll purposely save stuff? And then be like,
and then drop it on your doorstep,
and then that you didn't ask him to do, and then be like, well, it's your problem now.
I'm sorry, did you not save Pork Chop's little wrist bracelet from the hospital when she was born?
Good question.
Yeah, but that's not a Little League outfit. That like bunch of them. I mean, that's
what's she gonna do with it?
Well, that's more for me. I'm not gonna drop. I mean, I don't have any. I didn't like go put it in a room. And be like, it's not my problem. Like, take
it. My mom dropped off three boxes at my house, and it was like, you were the most improved player on your 9-year-old upward basketball league team. And it's like, dude, like, what am I supposed to do with this stuff?
You know what? Parents love to do it too. There's that like sparkle in their eye when they do it. I know my parents gave me all my medical stuff and I have like a little envelope with my first little lock of hair that was ever cut. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I have no idea.
But I can't throw it away.
There is a company that will take your old uniforms that I saw and they will make it into a blanket. They'll just cut the numbers off the back and your name and they'll make it into a blanket. So maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe
that'd
a little,
cool.
Yeah, a little comforter or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, let's extend this conversation in the wake-up call. What have your parents saved for you that you just have no idea what to do with? Also, we were talking about it earlier on the show. Do you mind that the Braves pushed Chris Sale to start the Mets series rather than yesterday? Is there a Sunday curse for the Braves like Mike was talking about? 404-726-0929. Get those calls in now. Dylan is standing by. 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. We will handle the wake-up call next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.